You don't have a plan for 2025 yet? Don't worry, you are not too late. You are just right in time to plan your 2025 strategically.
Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you're making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you. I have something so cool for you. I want to give you access to my free training, How to Attract the Right Client into Your Business in 2024 without depending on the algorithm only. If you are an expert in your field, you know that growing your business means attracting the right client who seeks what you have to offer. Unfortunately, most struggling entrepreneurs are focusing on crafting their offer first, but without knowing how to attract the right client, you will create content for months without getting paid. Ready to take control of the outcome and save valuable time? The link is in the show notes.
Welcome back, friends. It's your host, Ivana Ivanek, today with another episode of the Online Business by Design podcast. Today, I am breaking down for you how to plan strategically your 2025 for your digital business. If you find these episodes helpful, please go ahead and review, rate them, subscribe to the show, because only this way we can make sure that we are reaching more people who are ready to stop playing small and build their business and life that they desire. All right, let's do this. This is a very practical one, so make sure you have pen and paper ready. We are going to map out today the way I would do it with a one-on-one client, map out the strategy for the coming year. Why is this important? Often, when we are rushed and feel like we can bypass certain boring steps, that we will get to our goal so much more quicker. Well, in fact, we won't. Because how can we get anywhere if we haven't set our goals? If we haven't made a plan, we will never know whether we got there, whether we got close to, or whether we are far, 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 far away from it. So it is important to have a plan in place, no matter how they can change throughout the year. Let's get started. Let's first look back at 2024. I know this all sounds so boring, but business is boring. Business is not fancy. And let's have a look on what went right and what went wrong or not so good. So if you haven't reached your financial goal last year and you think you haven't succeeded, but you've been showing up every day and doing the work, I want to invite you to look at your success a little bit differently than just measuring it in pure cash. Because I am sure what you can look at is how have your reels or your overall social media presence have performed? Which reels were those with a lot of views? Which reels have brought you followers? If you started your email list already, you can look at which pieces of content have brought you the most signups. So anything that went right counts. We need that because only if we know what went right, we can double down on that this year. And we can improve the things that went wrong, if not leaving them out at all. So make for yourself a little recap and have a look on what has worked and what was fun for you. What did you enjoy the most that has been working for you in 2024? The next thing I would like you to do is to set a financial goal for 2025. How much money do you want to make? Dream big. No number is right or wrong here. We will later get to the fact How can we establish whether this is a reasonable number or not? But what are you dreaming about? Where you want to go? How much money do you want to make next year? If this feels anything uncomfortable for you right now, I hear you. And that's okay. It doesn't mean that you now have to run and take the next money mindset course, or you have to take the next abundance course because you can't believe that there is money out there for you that you can make with your own business. We are all there. We all have that. Every time you will increase your amount, and you want to make money with something you bring to the world, it might appear slightly surreal, something in a way that, you know, you just might not believe that you can do that. Anybody else can, but you not. What I love to do with my clients, and this is the question I ask a lot in my coachings, is if you think you cannot make 50K next year, who is speaking through you? Who is the person really telling you that you can't make that amount of money? Is it really you? And I'm inviting you to put those names on paper. I'm going to tell you a story that has happened 2 years ago to me, where a friend who is unfortunately no longer a friend, or actually she has asked me this question many years before when I was speaking about how much money I want to make and how important this is to me to make money. Because I like to live in different parts of the world and there is no such a thing like stability. I don't have the stability of always paying the same rent so I can be like, I have enough with this. I don't know. If I go to Miami in a couple of years and live there, housing is going to be so much more expensive than in the Caribbean. And it's already now much more expensive than it was in Greece. So I want stability and I want financial stability too. Living in different parts of the world also doesn't really enable you to make use of your insurance. You will always need a private insurance that is covering you all over the world. This is more expensive than if you would live in one place all the time. So I decided for myself, I want to make cash. And I also know if I make a lot of money, I can give back a lot. And only then, if I have first covered my needs, I can give that back financially. And I've been speaking about this a lot. And then comes the question, but why is everything about money? And I said, it's not everything about money, but this plays a big role in my life. Nonetheless, this question has made me very insecure. And this friend is coming to my mind all the time, next to my mom, my dad, and everyone who was telling me that money is bad, that money is not important because there are other things that matter more. Yes, I agree, but I like to also mention that for me, money is important too, next to all the things that are so important as well. And money is not growing on trees, it's hard to make, etc., etc. You will find a few names that come to your mind and then allow them to speak their story. But you will just be kind to yourself and put your story over theirs. Because your story is true. It's not what we have inherited over generations. This is all you need. The rest will come as you progress and you will get better at these things. You just gotta do it. The third thing we are going to do is to open up an Excel spreadsheet and put down how much money you wanna make. And then I would like you to write down what are you going to sell. If you have more than one service or product, then I would like to encourage you to see what has been doing well last year, what you want to sell again, and what is what you really want to sell, what is fun for you. And don't worry if you have only one service to start with. Both works. Write down what you want to sell, how much of it you need to sell to reach your financial goal. After we have done that, we want to see if this is reasonable. So let's say you want to make 100K a year with a service that is 5K You will need to have 20 clients. So now let's have a look further and see if you have 20 one-on-one clients that you need to serve for 3 months long or longer, depending on how long your course takes. Is that reasonable? Can you timely fit that in your life? If you are now working in your 9 to 5 still, or you have small children, perhaps you have somebody else to take care for, that might not be possible. Now we know how much money we want to make, what we are going to sell, how much of it we need to sell to get there. And now we are going to look at our calendar, and I mean at a whole year calendar. When do you want to sell it? When is your launch going to be? Are you going to sell it over the whole year in your emails? Are you going to launch it because you want to make the money in one short period for the next quarter, 6 months, or even an entire year, depending on an amount? Put that down. When is the sale time? When are we selling? When are we preparing for it? But before you do all of that, I'm inviting you to go ahead and write down all the birthdays you know you will not be able to miss. Write down your vacation, the time where you can't work for whatever reason, the time where you are gone with your company on for a workshop, whatever there is throughout the year that you already know, put that down. These are times where you will not be able to be present for your business. And it is so crucial to have that in your calendar first before we say that we are going to sell XYZ in this period of time. And then you notice, like, oh my goodness, this is not a good time because, first of all, maybe there are like 3 holidays in between where people are just not available for any master classes, etc. You know that around Thanksgiving, not many people are available. Around Halloween, not many people are available close to those dates. So have a look at that calendar and map that out strategically and meaningful in a way for you. And if you see that your children are at home in August, you might not want to plan a launch if you can plan it in July or June. Look at your life and see what is possible. Even if you believe, and I believe so too, that getting a business off the ground is hard work, it will cost you extra time. It will cost you some nerves. It will cost you extra effort. But we cannot deny our leisure. We cannot just skip for a year or two or three, or if you then later want to make more money, 5, 6, 7 years of our joy, fun, time with family, time with friends. In my program, Strategic Success, when we are looking at the component or the resource time, and lots of people have a problem with organizing their time and when to do what, because in the corporate world, we don't really learn that because there is a time schedule is given. You go at 8, you leave at 5 p.m., and everything in between is designed for you. But once you start working on your own things, you will quickly notice, like, I need to prioritize. And I am teaching these things, how to do this very simple for yourself and easy and joyful. And one way how we do this is that in that calendar, in 1 week, Monday to Sunday, I always encourage my people to put their time where they do sports, where they meet friends, where they spend time with children, husband, whoever you want to spend time with your pet, perhaps. To put it first and then see what can and what we want to sacrifice and where else can we fit in the rest. In no way you should make huge sacrifices on joy. This is so important to me and this has always worked for me. And I do notice it every time I skip that or I ignore it knowingly that I'm not feeling too well, and I always have to go back into enjoying my life next to everything happening. Let's continue. The next thing we're gonna look at is who are we selling to? You might have heard once or twice the ideal client work. It is not a thing that we do once and never again because our ideal client is changing constantly. Buyer's behavior is changing. So how do you want people want to be sold? If you have noticed a change on social media is that not so many people are selling so actively anymore, like in your face selling, because a lot is shifting to email marketing where people are leveraging on actually reaching their people because people opening your email is 50%. Currently, you get 60% reach on social media, which is, by the way, the best way how you can start growing your audience so you don't build your business on foreign ground or on borrowed ground, which is Meta, but you have your own database of people that nobody can take away from you. And people are constantly changing. I have experienced everyone in my audience who hasn't bought my program yet or hasn't opted for whatever reason, I noticed that lots of people have made some small progress in their businesses. So selling to those people, my starter kit won't probably work anymore because they know how to do social media. They know how to record a reel. So I might want to have a look, and this is how we are now tweeting strategic success and making it something that where people can pick modules they need. Because people have progressed in the meantime. And I want to invite you to look at your ideal client more often and see what they are up to. What do they actually need? And it's not what you think they need. It is what they think you need. So the ideal client work is important. Who are they and what is their pain? What do they want to change? What do they want to achieve? And you are offering that transformation to their number one problem. Now that we have our plan, we know our timeline. When are we doing what? What are we selling? How much of it and to whom? Let's go into the how. What is important here is the marketing. We need to look at how are we going to market our business, our brand, and then sell our product to the people who are seeking it. Social media, there will be very soon a brand new episode, How to Leverage Social Media in 2025 Without Burning Out, Without Wasting Your Time, that is going to be super beneficial for your brand and your business. Watch out. Don't forget to tap that subscribe button so you don't miss the episode. That social media is going to be in 2025 your top of funnel. And what is important here is the messaging. And we always make a difference between primary and secondary messaging. Primary messaging is the messaging that what you do, and the secondary messaging is what you are about, so who you are. And the reason why people buy is because of who you are, because of your brand. Brand is not colors and fonts. Brand is your values that you are sharing constantly over and over and over again. This is what you are known for. And this is your primary messaging, and you're going to double down on that. Then we are going to make sure that we are visible beyond social media and that we are visible to our people once they are in our world, which is email marketing, but getting that freebie out, getting that low ticket offer out where people opt in onto your email list. Needs to be done differently in 2025. Social media alone won't do it for you because of the reach it is currently giving us. And we need just so many more people in our world currently because this is the only way to break through the noise. How to do that? You can get PR, media coverage. You can speak on panels and summit as a guest expert. You can speak on podcasts. You can teach in front of other people's audiences, whether this is masterclasses or anything else that you can teach in front of somebody else and offering them your free or low ticket product or service. Growing your visibility and your email list, your marketing, especially if you do not have an engaged audience yet, should be 80% of your time that you are investing into getting people into your world. And once you have that, I want to look with you at gaps. We, as human beings, we have a tendency to ignore what we are lacking. And the only reason for that is because it's uncomfortable. It's so uncomfortable to say, I suck at X, Y, Z. I'm bad at doing this. Oh, I'm missing that in order to get there. This is a confession to yourself that is not always comfortable. And we tend to, you know, put it under the carpet, pretend it's not existing. However, those gaps always show up. The first gap that always is a trouble for everyone is our time resources. So make sure you have planned your year properly and you have not overlooked anything. And if you're planning a launch, which you might want to take, depending on how much time you have, I'm just shooting with numbers now. For example, 3 months, add another 20% to it. You will need that because life is happening. Another thing is, I would like to invite you to look at what is it in your plan that you cannot execute easily. Where are skills that you are missing? Is it sales? You don't know how to launch. You don't know how to grow your email list. You don't know how to create posts on social media. You don't know what to post throughout the whole year. These are your gaps. And this work is important so you know where to seek help, what you need to learn in order to get to your goal. It is so easy to just get hooked on a product or a service that you buy thinking you need it because the marketing was very good. And then you go through the program and you'll be like, oh my gosh, I knew this all. I could have spared myself from, you know, spending the money and my time because I knew how to do that. I was just insecure. I was looking for external validation and wanted to buy that course. It's very easy. And often people regret this. And then again, it's very hard to confess that you have done a mistake. And then we start pointing fingers at people. Oh, they have sold me this and that, and this hasn't helped me. And that was bad. Instead of falling into that trap, just go ahead and make this analysis of your gaps. And once you have your gaps, it's so easy to pick the right program for you. So if you know that you don't know how to speak on podcasts, then I am inviting you to follow me on Instagram, social media, or if you have already downloaded my free course on how to grow your email list and get your first 50 leads, then you're already on my email list. So look out next year for my free masterclass where I will be teaching you how to craft your story and pitch it to podcasts to grow your visibility. If you don't know how to sell and how to create an offer, you might be looking out for that. We are currently working on Strategic Success 2.0, which is going to be a mix and match of modules that you need currently in your business. You don't have to do the whole program if you have done parts of it already, which will save you repetition, lots of time and get you quicker to your goal. So you might want to be reaching out for that, but you need to know your gaps in order to choose the right program for you. And I know that your goals matter. The work you do matters. It is so important these days to create more conscious people on this planet Earth. Your dreams are beyond important. You are, your work is. And I know that everything you need to succeed is already within you. You just gotta stop playing small and get going. Tired of programs that leave you feeling the same? Rewire is Breathing Space's 12-week journey to unlock your true potential through breathwork. Wouldn't it be incredible to experience transformation that awakens your most authentic self and supports you on your business journey? Imagine being supported by your breath and deeply connected to your purpose. Daily breathwork practices and deep release sessions, this is the thing that changes everything. Ready to step into your power? Find the link to join Rewire in the show notes and get the 33% off as thank you for being a valued member of this fabulous community.